With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Alright, the best they swear is where the wealthy dine, where they laugh and drink fine wine.
We can!
Two blocks over is where the sergeant died, in a hail of fire, on a one soldier's night.
We can!
Forgotten in the projects,
I hear ya!
All you numbers in the cell fight,
we can!
All you sweating in the detox,
we can!
To all you hoods that are dodging cops,
we can!
To all you bleeding from a broken heart.
Check one, check two.
You got a brother here. You got a brother here. Hanging on the corner. Hanging
like a dollar to do.
And I got nothing to lose.
Ranting in the Simulation on Denver's Top Iconic Rock. Be good to yourself. A little bit of Journey.
Running out of self-control.
Now have more interest in yourself than you previously had. You've raised your own interest rate. Now you are more interested in your own life, and the outcome will guaranteed to be a Fed nightmare. Oh dear God. Are we facing an inflation or a recession? Inflation is what we are currently experiencing. It is not technically a recession until we hit our third quarter of a downturn. Technically not a depression unless we hit 3 years of back-to-back-to-back-to-back recession. Now, I'm down to a half a meal a week, and I've never felt better. Will the Fed raise rates by 0.75 this week? Crypto firms are halting withdrawals. Oh no, Bitcoin is bottoming out. Dear God. Ex-Trump campaign manager pulls out of the January 6th hearing. No, he didn't pull out. That's why his wife was pregnant. He used the old, my wife is in labor excuse to get out of his kangaroo court appearance. I heard Adam Schiff just came up with an idea. He's going to dress up like an actual kangaroo. Now, here's where it gets weird, okay? Jamie Raskin actually takes that rat wig off of his head. He puts it inside of the pouch that Adam Schiff is wearing with his kangaroo costume. Is everyone still with me? Now, because Bill Sebian cannot be there to testify because his wife is actually in labor, Jamie Raskin pulls his own rat wig out of the pouch of the kangaroo suit that Adam Schiff is wearing, and then he proceeds to use the rat wig like a hand puppet. First of all, he turns to Liz Cheney and says, I cannot believe you're going to lose by 30 points in Wyoming. It should be 80 points. Anyways, and then because the rat wig is now sentient. It's its own living thing. So it takes over Raskin. All of a sudden, he doesn't want to overthrow the Electoral College. All of a sudden, he wants to be reminded what it's like to be in a republic with a constitution that you actually have to follow and not spend all day figuring out how you can break it to maintain your shitty level of power, which involves putting together a kangaroo court, forcing Adam Schiff to put on the bunny suit. Now it's a bunny suit. Is Jeffrey Epstein involved? It's Biohazard! Raging with a little bit of an AF cover. Sing along!
Power! The
this. Raging!
Power! The end is not so big! Human discharge! A fortress machine! Let's go!
Fighting and strengthening! The machine says so! It's so scary!
This. Coming up in the show, we've got some Sodom. We've got some In Defense. Invoker. Some Bob Seger, of course. Triple Shot of Blood for Blood. Some Obituary. Some Shark Attack. Continue to go on this tirade where Jamie Rathead Raskin pulls his own rat wig out of fucking Adam Schiff's bunny suit that he was forced to wear. Not a bunny suit, damn it. No, because every time I think of like an injustice, I think of Jeffrey Epstein still being alive when they faked his death. Anyway, so he's not wearing a bunny suit. Schiff is wearing a kangaroo suit. And that's what Jamie Rathead Raskin felt when he reached into Adam Schiff's pouch, pulled out his own wig, and then used it as a hand puppet to grill Bill Sepian's brand newborn baby about whether or not he determined if it was okay for the media to talk about that someone showed up with weapons to assassinate Brett Kavanaugh. Damn it, I almost had it! Many mentions did the Brett Kavanaugh assassination get in the mainstream media this weekend? Is the answer zero? I would count Fox News, but they are an enemy media outlet. Oh, I'm sorry. Did they call the rigged election of 2020 at 8:03 in the morning? Yes, they did.
Where is where the wealthy dine, where they laugh and drink fine wine.
I have not looked at Drudge Report in 4 years. ET's 40.
Are you sweating in the detox?
Spielberg sci-fi smash remains under what? I'm not clicking on that. World's first exorcism center created for those in bondage with the devil. Fuck yeah, I'm clicking on that.
Hanging on the corner.
According to the Daily Star, is that real news? The world's first ever center for exorcism is being constructed for those who are, quote, in bondage with the devil, unquote. What's up? We're in bondage with the devil. The Archdiocese of Manila is currently building a groundbreaking center there in the Philippines where they legalize drugs. They legalize weed in the Philippines. Archdiocese of Manila offices of exorcism said it would be the product of more than 7 years of prayers, planning, and fundraising. I mean, obviously, in what order did that really happen? In a statement, the Archdiocese said, quote, this religious structure will be the first of its kind in Asia, if not the world. Now, I heard Taiwan was its first customer. It was like, can you please get China? I have this demon, China demon in my orbit. It's a brand new facility. They didn't know that their first client was going to be an actual sovereign country who believes they're more Taiwanese than they are Chinese.
When it's time to go.
No, when it's time to go, you rename international waters your own waters, build some islands that weren't supposed to be there, and then make sure that you've elected or put in place using your funding of Facebook, which then funded the illegal election rigging, which put the puppet that you needed in battle. That's right. Because the only way you're going to beat the United States is to have Joe Biden as the leadership losing on purpose. Look, Jack, licks ice cream cone. Look, Jack. I'm sorry. Look, gas prices are too high. We can't fight this war. According to the director of the Manila Office of Exorcism, he said it would be for people in bondage with the devil who are therefore the poorest of the poor and usually overlooked. I mean, are those the people who are locked down in Beijing right now? We're grateful to you, our benefactors, who have until this point supported the St. Michael Center, he added. An exorcism is a type of prayer used by the Catholic Church that battles against the power of the devil. I heard Paul Pelosi pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, whatever you do, I'll take the rap for this DUI if you can make sure that Nancy Pelosi wants to divorce me. A major exorcism can only be performed by someone, by a priest or bishop, with special permission. You know, special permission, like when you need to get someone's emails and texts, so you actually have to subpoena and go before a court. You don't just start a kangaroo court of an obviously put together plot in order to trap morons. Trump speaking, Antifa's raging through the front door of the Capitol. Why were you raging through the front door of the Capitol? The cops had the doors open for you. Oh, but you had to make video. I understand. Look, you're a paid operative. I get it. Oh, those masks are expensive. Anyways, Trump's talking. These dudes are breaking into the Capitol. All of a sudden, he's not responsible for it. And it doesn't matter what the January 6th commission shows up with in their kangaroo court, where there will never be a cross-examination. Unless there is such a rout in the House. Donald Trump shows up as the new Speaker of the House. You are fake news. This is real news. Let me see how you illegally collected these texts and emails. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. That's right. Oh my God, I can't believe the first thing that Donald Trump just subpoenaed was the rat wig that Jamie Raskin used pulling out of the pouch that Adam Schiff pulled on in his kangaroo court.
I'm just asking you if I could give you a spot on my own head. Would you we order to flip against the Democratic Party?
Is that the worst Donald Trump impression you've ever seen? A little attitude adjustment.
No, I looked at that demon straight in the face during this exorcism. I said, look, sir, you need to adjust your attitude.
According to the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, the church has continued to move cautiously when looking at alleged causes of demonic possession. Dude, I heard the tree that killed Ian Stewart was possessed by the devil. Is that true? Oy! Little MDC action. Oy!
Should try, nothing, should try, nothing, should try their car.
Nothing,
Nazis should join.
Nazis should join their cause.
Oh no!
Should be shot in dead night. Can't get them the only thing right. So effects will never.
I heard Paul Pelosi was listening to MDC laugh at Ian Stewart's untimely demise while he was pulled over for DUI. Is that true?
Should join nothing. Should join nothing. Should join the cause. Should make them drive dead. And hate smart and queers and reds. I should throw you loose and thugs. Push the highway like a bug. Nothing. Should join nothing. Should join nothing. Should join the cause. Nothing. Should join nothing. Should join nothing. Should join the cause.
University of New Hampshire fraternity, 46 members charged with hazing.
Hey, Dave, where do you get your protein?
I get my protein from the floor of this hazing basement that we use.
And a joy!
Durham police on Friday released the names of 10 members of the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity of the University of New Hampshire who have so far been arrested in connection with an alleged hazing incident air in April. This dude was 19. There's a lot of them in here. A lot of places from the Northeast and ages. Yeah. Raging, it's Maniac Abductor. Charging 46 members of the SAE with student hazing were issued Tuesday. Several students have already turned themselves in. What do they do? Well, what do they do? I'm not gonna fucking Google. Tell me what they did. They're taking it seriously. Oh no, it's a kangaroo court was being used against these poor frat dudes as well? Oh my god, I can't believe it. We have a kangaroo court for January 6th. We have a kangaroo court for these ne'er-do-wells up there in New Hampshire. We have red flag laws from our upcoming Senate. Oh! I can't believe and can't fathom for a second that the people who have spent 6 years calling their political enemies Russians, Nazis, spies, dissidents,
no,
enemies of the state, insurgents, insurrectionists, seditionists, terrorists, Nazis, Russians, Republicans, a basket full of deplorables. I cannot believe those same people are now able to use the red flag laws to just lob an accusation into someone's life, and the next thing you know, you're going to send the police to someone's house to take the guns away from someone who believes that the police are coming to take their guns? I mean, I can't see where this would end up other than nationalized police and disarming the American public. Good news. You were not murdered in your school. You were just deformed in an acid attack. Yeah, I got a double shot of shark attack coming. I've got some obituary. Got some in defense. Invoker. You've heard of Invoker, they're raging. And then finally some Bob Seger. Let me get out.
It's obituary.
wondering how the Biden presidency is going, gas at a 7-Eleven actually was 7-Eleven today. Jake Paul is going full ham on Twitter right now. Follow him at Jake Paul if you're not already. No, he's going after the big man. He's like, Joe Biden, do your damn job. Joe Biden is doing Joe Biden's job. Joe Biden told you he was going to disarm you. Joe Biden told you that he was going to stop the oil companies from drilling, that he was going to shut down the pipeline. He told you what was happening to you right now. He told you he was going to do it, and you voted for him. And now here you are having to suffer through your vote. He told you he was going to do this. Now he has done this, and here you're going to say what? Oh, I didn't know? Who does that sound like? Everyone who makes every single mistake the same way and never has to answer for it. Rathead Raskin just used his rat wig to subpoena the lyrics from John Tardy to see what the hell he's been yelling about for 25 years. Well, that was a little aggressive. I guess I shouldn't have done that. Well, but you did. Now what do you got? Just when you thought the mosh was gone. The question will be, what happens when it goes from prime time, 20 million viewers on every network, as opposed to now, 10 o'clock in the morning here on a Monday? Oh, this just in. Justin Trudeau, when he's not wearing blackface and disarming his own people, has tested positive for COVID. A shark attack! So Trudeau says, I've tested positive for COVID-19. I'll be following public health guidelines and isolating. I feel okay. But that's because I got my shots. Remember, you're only fully vaccinated if you get the last shot that they forced you to get. Now, on the other side of that, you remember when there was such a thing? What was the thing? What was the word that I was trying to come up with? An anti-vaxxer. You were against vaccines. You were against the mandatory implementation of those vaccines. And then they changed the definition of anti-vaxxer to include being against the mandate. They updated the definition of something. You know, just like on guns, you have a automatic weapon, you have a semi-automatic weapon, and now you have a assault-looking weapon of war that also happens to be semi-automatic. We must get rid of it. And all they did was change up the definition. Just like they change up the definition of anti-vaxxer, they're going to change up the definition of a gun. They're going to change up the definition of a citizen. And the country will still be raging to Sodom covering Motorhead. Invisible heads in front of me. Don't put me in charge. I will rule this country with an iron fist. Thank you. You know me. Evil eye. You know me. Prepare to die. You know me. Snake by kiss. Demonstrate the iron fist. They changed the definition of anti-vaxxer to fit the narrative. They're going to change the definition of a gun to fit the narrative. They're going to change the rules of this January 6th commission to change the narrative of what justice looks like. Yeah. And then they're going to pass a red flag law where an entity that is another version of a kangaroo court is going to determine what danger is and what risk is. And all it takes is somebody lodging some anonymous complaint, and nothing will happen to them if they did it to you on purpose. And it will be used against them as a political weapon. They take your guns away. They take your ability to vote away while they flood the border with your replacements. And this goes to every country in the world. Because this is happening to every country in the world at the same time. Tradition, messianic time, our cultural values, our very shared history is being eroded in front of your own face. And all you can do is just wait. Maybe the next election won't be rigged. Maybe the next inflation won't be an accident. Patriot pride group made up of FBI agents that are all dressed up as Ray Epps. Is that something that I can get? They all get the same face shields. They all get arrested wearing the same outfits. They don't pull their masks down so we can watch the actual arrest. The next thing we know, we have all of these,
fuck this shit!
These Neanderthal ne'er-do-wells who showed up to, I don't know, ruin something in Idaho. As soon as I saw them all zip-tied standing in front of a U-Haul, I was like, well, that's a weird commercial for U-Haul. But does it suck in your blue city? Then move to a red city and make it blue and then wonder why your life sucks again.
Fuck the shit! Red Circle Pit!
It's Invoker! Off the album Invoking the Evil. Does a white trash patriot group all get the same identically new, brand new boots? I mean, come on. Doesn't this glowy... what's your favorite band? My favorite punk band is an FBI-based LARPing crisis actor band called Glowy Glowenstein and the Glowenites. And when I saw these ne'er-do-wells knelt down, still with the masks and sunglasses allowed to be on their face for the photo op. It looked awfully glowy. What was your take from it? Seen the Dinesh D'Souza 2000 Mules movie, but according to what they just said live on air at the Kangaroo Court, that movie has been debunked. It's as believable as the Rolling Stone doing a hit piece on the What Is a Woman movie and having never watched 1 second of the movie. Here to testify on behalf of Hard Ass Riffs. Jack Del Rio having to pony up $100,000 for calling the January 6th false flag Nancy Pelosi operation a quote-unquote dust-up. Oh, I'm sorry. We have credible intelligence that there is going to be agitators and agent provocateurs, both foreign and domestic. We have this information now, 4 days before January 6th. Would you like to have increased security? Would you like to have the National Guard? Would you like to bring out the Army? Why isn't Nancy Pelosi having anything to do with this January 6th commission? I want those questions answered. Why did she, with that intelligence and that advance warning... On my Instagram, at RealJohnToll, you're going to see all 96 of the latest food-related fires, random accidents. But Raging in the Simulation on Denver's top iconic rock, it's Whiskey and the Surfer, whiskeyandthesurfer.com, and it is the almighty Bob Seger. Put on your running shoes. Grab a couple White Claws and head on down to the local pool and enjoy your summer, folks. No, I'm telling you, dude, you have one choice. It's to buy a piano.
Take my car to the standing light. Make a buck and we'll go over time. Get some letters, keep coming in there. I work my back to the track.
Just a number. I'm one of the 1,000 people that were interviewed illegally for this January 6th commission.
To workers, I'm just another drone. To my bell, I'm just another phone. I'm just another statistic on a sheet. To teachers, I'm just another child. To IRS, I'm another...
So it,
if you're wondering how red flag laws would be used by one political side to demonize another political side, as you watch Tim Pool be swatted for the ninth time, it works exactly like that. They don't care if the police show up and fuck up like the police always fuck up. They want you dead. Know this. Your political enemies want you dead. They want you to starve, and they want your family and everyone you know and love to starve. Because they hate themselves. And they've been raised on this climate religion that says that there is no future, so burn it all down now. But then you see what kind of pussies the GOP are being right now as far as our gun rights. And you're like, why even stand up for you? Why don't we just join the psycho side and burn this whole thing down? It's an idea. I don't know that it's a smart idea. Just don't put me in charge. Do never put me in charge. Never put me in charge.
Gonna cruise out of this city. Head down to the sea. Gonna shout out at the ocean. Hey, it's me.
Speaking of feeling like a number, imagine being a Jew during World War II, looking down at the tattoo on your forearm and realizing that before you got that tattoo, you were thrown into camp, and before you were thrown into camp, you were disarmed by a uniparty government that deemed you to be an enemy, and then they disarmed you. It's that simple, folks. We are under direct attack, a direct, purposeful rot inside and outside of this country. They hate you, they hate your freedom, and they hate your very idea of being free. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll hear you tomorrow. God bless.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.